This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. England has lifted most remaining restrictions after more than a year of lockdowns, mask mandates, and other pandemic-related curbs on freedom. Britons are calling it Freedom Day, but the big step out of lockdown is being met with nervousness by many. And there's concern from scientists who say the UK is entering uncharted waters by opening up when infections are not falling but soaring. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is spending Freedom Day in quarantine. Prime Minister Johnson and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak are both self-isolating for 10 days after having contact with Health Secretary Sajid Javid. Javid tested positive for COVID-19. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she has called a surreal ghostly scene in a village devastated by flooding. She has pledged quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on Sunday toured Schuld, a village on the Ahr River in Western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters. The death toll in the Ahrweiler area stood at 112. In neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, 46 people were killed. Belgium confirmed 31 deaths. One of the alternate or replacement gymnasts for the U.S. team has tested positive for the coronavirus. USA Gymnastics said the main team has moved to separate accommodations and is continuing to prepare for the Olympics. A Japanese official had earlier said that one member of the U.S. gymnastics delegation in her teens had tested positive and one other had close contact. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department announced the first transfer of a Guantanamo Bay detainee back to his home country. Abdul Latif Nasir will be transferred to Morocco. It's the first transfer of a Guantanamo Bay detainee under U.S. President Joe Biden. His administration has signaled its intent to close a facility that has housed foreign terrorism suspects since the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. Nasir was brought to Guantanamo Bay in May 2002 after fighting for the Taliban in Afghanistan. He operated as a commander and a weapons trainer. His release comes 5 years after a review board made up of senior officials from the U.S. military and departments of Homeland Security, Justice, and State determined Nasir no longer represented a significant threat to U.S. national security. Toyota won't be airing any Olympic-themed advertisements on Japanese television during the Tokyo Games. This despite being one of the IOC's top corporate sponsors. The extraordinary decision by the country's top automaker underlines how polarizing the games have become in Japan as COVID-19 infections rise ahead of Friday's opening ceremony. Being a corporate sponsor for the Olympics is usually all about using the games as a platform to enhance the brand. But being linked with a pandemic-era games may be viewed by some as a potential marketing problem. Toyota signed on as a worldwide Olympic sponsor in 2015 in an 8-year deal reportedly worth nearly $1 billion. Officials and lawyers say Egyptian authorities released 3 activists and 3 journalists Sunday after months in pretrial detention. The releases came after U.S. officials and others expressed concern over the arrests and harassment of rights advocates and critics of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's government. State security prosecutors ordered the release of the 6 pending ongoing investigations into charges against them, according to 2 judicial officials. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to brief the media. The charges range from disseminating false news and misuse of social media platforms to joining a terrorist group. That's a reference to the Muslim Brotherhood, which Egypt designated as a terrorist group in 2013. Asian shares have fallen across the board amid deepening pessimism over rising COVID-19 infections in the region. Oil prices dropped further after oil-producing nations agreed to raise production limits. Benchmarks sank in Tokyo, Hong Kong, Sydney, Shanghai, and Seoul. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.